Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Happy Monday to you. Hope it was a good weekend. Producer Luke Mathers is here as well, and Dan Schaefer will join us in our next segment. Tomorrow, we have two candidates that we'll be talking to during the day. In the 8 o'clock hour, we will have Dick Ostman, candidate for Congress in the 7th District, and at 9 o'clock, Bob Look, candidate for State Senate in the 29th District. Over the weekend, Senator Ron Johnson was appearing with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in Mount Pleasant to open up a new campaign office. And of course, that, you know, at first they said all the right things. We need to win this election. We need your support. The primary is behind us. Voss, you know, pulled out a squeaker, but he won, and everything went fine until, of course, somebody had to ask about, you know, election integrity. And this person said they were terrified that people were going to stuff ballot boxes and stuff the drop boxes and steal the ballots. Well, hello. As Adam Rogan points out in his story in the Journal Times, drop boxes are no longer a thing, thanks to Republicans. That convenience is gone. So there's no drop boxes to stuff. The ballot boxes can't be stuffed because they're staffed by amazing, thousands of amazing local election workers. The only people we know stealing ballots appear to be on the Republican side of the ledger. And yet, instead of setting that person straight, Ron Johnson said, "I share your concern." He said there. He said, "God bless the guy who had Robin's name and birthday and requested a ballot to a different address." In other words, he's saying, "God bless the guy." He's talking about Harry Waite, the right-wing activist from that area, who admitted to illegally obtaining an absentee ballot in the name of Robin Voss. And also in the name of Corey Mason, the mayor of Racine. And he could very likely face felony charges for that. He didn't face any charges right away from the Racine County Sheriff, Christopher Schmalling, because, of course, he's a Republican and, you know, buys into all of the right-wing talking points. But still, have a United States senator saying, "Thank goodness for the guy who tried to steal somebody else's ballot." I guess this shouldn't be the world's, you know, biggest surprise coming from somebody who almost brought an illegitimate ballot from of fake electors to Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th. But again, they're not as clever as they think they are. They think that they are exposing a flaw in the system, that, you know, you can use somebody else's name and birth date, you know, to obtain a ballot. Yeah, that's called theft. You know, again, you could steal somebody else's credit card and buy something, or their checkbook, or what have you. It doesn't mean you get rid of credit cards and checkbooks. It means you crack down on the people who are doing it illegally. And that's what Harry Waite hopefully will eventually face. I mean, the guy posted a video of himself committing the fraud, going over to the MyVote website and, you know, requesting that ballot. It's there. So Ron Johnson is saying, you know, thank God for this criminal, and that but the crime isn't what he claims it's been. Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, you know, has said intentionally using someone else's identity to subvert the system does not demonstrate a flaw with the system. It demonstrates a flaw with that person's conduct. And it demonstrates a flaw as well in Ron Johnson, who has continued to pass along often Russian-based misinformation about, you know, flaws in the American system of elections. He, you know, will continue to make the false claim that, you know, he said, quote, "Democrats want a system that makes it easy to cheat," when again, he knows better than that. Johnson went on to lament the lack of confidence that voters have in the system. Yeah, because people like you keep saying it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And usually that term is not meant literally, but that term is literal here. It is literally a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is something they set out to do to undermine confidence for whatever reason, whether it's to get more people who might vote Democratic to stay home because they think there's something wrong with the system, or it provides a convenient excuse to rig the system, or it's both. And in Johnson's case, it's both, because Johnson has come right out and said to Republican state legislators that they should just bypass the Wisconsin Elections Commission and take over administration of federal elections. That's, you know, something that they should just, well, seize. And again, these are the people that love to talk about, you know, that Democrats or liberals or socialists or communists or Bolsheviks or whatever it is want to seize things. The only people that are advocating seizing anything have been the acolytes of Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other states who have talked about seizing control of elections. It was part of the you know, the coup plot by Donald Trump to begin with, was to kick the election back to state legislatures controlled by Republicans and have them basically seize it and impose the results that they wanted rather than the will of the people. Well, between Ron Johnson's race and many more, we have a lot to talk about between now and November 8th, and we're going to talk about some of it with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area out of Milwaukee coming up next. You're up north.